Nicola.
Emil Richterich started his career as a baker and founded his company in 1930, with the name Ricola coming from the first two letters of Richterich, company, and laufen. He loved nature and intensely studied the powers of herbs, so much so that by 1940 he'd found the recipe for a herb lozenge made up of different herbs. That lozenge, or candy, is still going strong. The company's chairman and chief executive is Emil Richterich's grandson, Felix.
We still use the original recipe, which of course I will not tell you exactly. The original recipe is still the same. It is comprised of 13 different herbs, which are known for their therapeutical efficacy for centuries in the alpine areas.
Although we don't know the exact recipe, we do know those 13 herbs: ribwort, plantain, lady's mantle, elder, marshmallow, peppermint, thyme, sage, cowslip, hoarhound, burnet, speedwell, mallow, and yarrow. The company uses no less than 200 tons of dried herbs a year in the various products that are made, and it's very particular in the way those herbs are cultivated by the 250 farmers throughout Switzerland who produce them.
Some of them like more humid soils, others like more sandy, dry soils. So it is very different from each herb. But all our herbs are grown organically, that means without any pesticides or herbicides. A lot of it is still handwork also, so that we have a pure quality and excellent product.
The farmers in Valais, the Emmental, Poschiavo, Jura and central Switzerland lavish great care and attention on the herbs they grow. And the company is proud that as a fair business partner, it can guarantee mountain farmers a fixed purchasing agreement which helps safeguard their livelihoods. With annual sales of 230 million Swiss francs and production of around 220 million packs of lozenges, the 350 employees of Ricola are busy bees. The manufacturing process has changed over the years.
Of course, since the times of the bakery shop in Laufen, it developed. The herbs themselves are still processed according to the very old recipe, which is also a very special process, which is basically still the same as in the times of my grandfather. But of course, everything else, the making of the candies, the packing, is highly automatized and with very sophisticated high-speed machinery.
A machine that looks like a copper cement mixer swirls the candies around to give them a shiny finish. Ricola products can be found worldwide, but I wondered if there were any different tastes produced for different countries.
You can say that there are different kinds of herbal candies which are more popular in one and the other market. But basically we use the same product all over the world, and it's astonishing also that even in warmer countries, or very warm countries like Hong Kong or Singapore, where it's moist, where it's humid, and you would think that people don't really need herbal throat candies. But these are very interesting and important markets. So they eat basically the same flavors as we do here.
To sell its products, Ricola has partners here and there. It's not really a company that sells by screaming from the church tower, but it has been making a name for itself over the past year or so.
Recently, what is more and more important is also the advertising. We do a lot of advertising in television especially, to make our products known and to tell the consumers we are around and what is different with our products.
Ricola Schweizer Kräuterzucker, natürlich aus der Schweiz und aus 13 Kräutern.
Ricola!
As to the future, Felix Richterich doesn't want to say too much. It's like the original Ricola recipe, but he does point us in the direction the company is moving.
Definitely we want to expand our distribution. We have still not very strong in Eastern Europe or in Latin America, for instance. And we also want to be innovative in our product assortment. We want to develop new items, new flavors, new herbs, and so also with that keep our brand and our products alive and up to date.